I am thrilled and even admittedly a little nervous to interview you, and I've interviewed everyone, and it's because
that's just plain silly.
No, you are such a overachiever superstar, and talking to another woman that has gotten things done like you, I'm just honestly I'm blown away while reading your bio to prep for this. I'm just like, what? Dancer, playwright, musical star and writer, author, actress, oh yeah, and award-winning comedian. Are you energized or exhausted?
You know, I think everything is about pacing yourself, and I just kind of really do one thing at a time. And my main thing was, you know, when I was a dancer, that's all I wanted to do because I was really, really young. I started dancing when I was 4, and then I was on Broadway from 17 to 27. And then all I wanted to do was a comedian. And then that's all I did for 10 years. I was a comedian. Then I kind of blended everything comedian, because Martin and I write together.
Yeah.
My books and my act, we write together, movies, and I write my essay books by myself, but we wrote novels together. And then when I decided to be a mother, I just said, let's get off the road. And Martin and I set up camp in Las Vegas so I could still do my act and be a mother. So I kind of just did, I just think I did one thing at a time. I'm just really old, so I've done a lot of things.
You've just been around long enough?
Been around a long time. So I do this, and then I do that, and then I do the other thing. It's not all at once.
And you're coming to the Bushnell October 12th. You were here in 2003. You're coming back. We absolutely adored you when you were here. And now you're going to be on a really hilarious double bill with Louis Anderson. It's called He Said, She Said. So I wanted to jump in and kind of do a spin on that and ask you, have you seen The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and how true to life does that really seem with like the male-dominated field? And like, is it getting better?
It is. Yeah, everything is a male-dominated profession. Have you noticed?
No, absolutely. And without getting divisive or anything, is it getting any better with the comedian world?
I'll tell you where it's getting a lot better, with the comedic actress world. You know, it's still very male-dominated in comedy per se, stand-up. But there's so many women now who I think are tremendously funny who come from a comedy background. And like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, mm-hmm. and Melissa McCarthy. And what's great is they're all allowed to star in movies, and they're real women. Before, it was always a male comedian and a girl that looked like a model.
Yep. So you crush it with your delivery. I mean, you're this statuesque kind of figure. You're always glammed up in a gown, and you've got that soft, sweet voice. But then it gives way to like your special brand of irony, which is really cutting and witty.
A little Sue Ann Nivens in Mary Tyler Moore. There's always got to be a sharp underbelly or a dark underbelly, because comedy is made up of negatives.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love doing a contrast. I love saying something shocking in a calm voice and, you know, something calm in a shocking voice and mixing it up. And kind of comedy is kind of the introduction of opposites.
How did you develop that? It's very interesting because we've already said there's not a ton of female stand-up comedians, and certainly none at your level. There you are in a gown, your hair's all done up, and you're so soft-spoken, and you're just like, you just lay it out there with like something that's really like cutting or witty. And I'm like, how did she come up with that kind of delivery? Like, everybody's kind of got their shtick, but maybe that's just you.
That's just me. You know, it is. It's just that people always ask me, what's my advice? And I tell them, be who you are. Don't be a comedian. Look at your own life and figure out how that's funny, because everybody is unique. But they're not going to be unique if they go ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da like that. Don't do it. Do it the other way.
So listen, you were installed in Vegas for 15 years. You were able to raise your daughter, Molly, be in one place. And what was your ritual before a show? I mean, of course, besides the vodka.
Besides the vodka, I cook dinner, and then I always get to the theater at least, I'd say, 45 minutes ahead of time to warm up, because when you're a dancer, you have to warm up, you know, physically. And I was a singer, too. I sing in this new musical that we're doing in New York. You have to vocalize, and when I'm a comedian, I have to limber my brain, you know? If I go and I don't haven't studied for at least you know, 45 minutes or half an hour, I just feel not that I'm not prepared.
You know, just leave it to a woman to be like, well, first I cooked dinner and then I went to my show where I was the headliner.
Best job in the world. Who works for 2 hours a day, you know?
Yeah. Now, you're going to be headlining with Louis Anderson. Do you know him? I feel like he's going to be a hoot.
Well, not only do I know him, I've known him for 30 years.
Oh, my God, that's great.
And we started working in Vegas together. He stays over my house. And Louis and I, we've been on the road together. He's almost gotten me killed when after a show he wanted to look for French fries and we didn't know where we were and we ended up in an empty parking lot giving somebody money and I thought he had a gun in a paper bag.
Oh, good. There'll be lots to go over with that.
Yeah.
Well, we just want to say thank you a million times over. We cannot wait to have you here. It will be our 22nd annual Night of Light Laughter coming to the Bushnell October 12th. Hilarious double bill. I just want to say thank you. And again, thank you for taking time with me today.
Well, thank you for being so very, very gracious. And I'm going to go walk Twinkle.
Okay, good.
Okie dokie, Twinkle, walkies. Okay, see you later. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.